The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Today's world news, what it means, where it's taking us.
I bring you the one and only possible message of world peace.
This is a message of hope, tremendous hope. And he said unto me, you must prophesy again.
The Trumpet Daily Program begins right now.
Mr. Trump, you're pro-life, but I want to ask you specifically, do you want the court, including the justices that you will name, to overturn Roe v. Wade, which includes, in fact states, a woman's right to abortion?
Well, if that would happen, because I am pro-life and I will be appointing pro-life judges, I would think that that will go back to the individual states.
And do you want to see the court overturn Roe
v. Wade? Well, if we put another two or perhaps three justices on, that's really what's going to be, that will happen. And that'll happen automatically, in my opinion, because I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
Secretary Clinton.
Well, I strongly support Roe v. Wade.
There you go. That's from 2016. As our Trumpet editor, managing editor, said this morning, he was right. We should have another booklet. He was right, 2.0. And just refer back to the many things that Donald Trump said. 2016, he said, yeah, if I appoint two or three justices, it ended up being three, then yeah, in my opinion, they're going to overturn it. And then it just goes back to the states. I mean, essentially nothing really changes, maybe for a handful of states. But for the most part, 40 to 45 states, they'll still go right on with the abortions and so on. Abortion on demand. That's what these radicals want. All across the United States, and they want it to be at the federal level, the law to be from D.C. on down. I mean, that tells you something about why they're reacting hysterically. They don't want to lose any power, as I was saying on yesterday's program. They don't want to lose any bit of their power. They will do anything to maintain that grip, that stranglehold on power. Lots and lots to get to on today's show. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is the Trumpet Daily. You can get to the live audio stream of this show, of course, on our sister platform, not really our sister, but our broadcast partner. There we go. CRN Digital Talk Radio, Channel 3 on that platform. To get to the live video stream, however, you've got to go to our very own website. That's thetrumpet.com. Just go to thetrumpet.com/live, and that takes you right to the live stream page. And also you can get to the podcast that we post after the fact as well. One of the big takeaways from yesterday's show, if you happen to see it, is that this is all just a massive, massive distraction. It's manufactured outrage. You have what Donald Trump said in the campaign there in 2016. He came in, he appoints the three justices. If you listen to the oral arguments back in December, you had a pretty good idea. As earth-shaking as this is, there's no denying that. But you had a pretty good idea that this was coming. Then you have this draft opinion dated in February, 2 months ago. And of course, we learned yesterday, among other things, that it is legit. Chief Justice Roberts essentially said that, yeah, this is a legit. It's still the draft. It's not the final opinion. It's not made official yet. But it was written by Sam Alito's group, and evidently there are five justices on board with it. So they are about to overturn Roe v. Wade. And that's probably going to happen 2 months from now. But it was very, very important that they release this leak, that this leak is made on Monday night, right as 2000 Mules premiered. Isn't that amazing? This morning I was watching just a few minutes of Mika on the Morning Joe show, and she said she talked about the press coverage, and there was a graphic that showed three front page newspapers just exploding with all of this material and content about the leak coming out of the Supreme Court. How radical this is. How we're overturning 50 years of abortion on demand. Now abortion's going to be illegal. That's what they would have you believe. And it's not true, of course. But the point that I want to stay with is that this is hiding something else that, by the way, Donald Trump is also right about. And that is that the election was stolen. The election was stolen. For sure it was. Joe Biden didn't pick up 10,000 votes fraudulently or a million. He picked up millions and millions of votes. It's so obvious. There's no way he got 81 million votes. There's no way he beat Donald Trump by campaigning in the basement. Seriously? Just look for a moment. Again, I mentioned yesterday, as soon as the political story hits the wires, then all of them are, they're ready with their carefully worded tweets. And then all through the day yesterday, this manufactured outrage. Look at Elizabeth Warren. Look at her reaction to this possibility that Roe v. Wade could be overturned. This is clip one.
Angling for decades now, and we are going to fight back.
Senator, how are you feeling?
I am angry.
Angry and upset?
Angry and upset and determined. Mm-hmm. The United States Congress can keep Roe versus Wade the law of the land. They just need to do it.
I've never seen you so angry. You seem to be...
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices so they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want. 69% of people across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people, want Roe versus Wade to maintain as the law of the land. We need to do that. And we have a right. Extremists, we've heard enough from the extremists. And we're tired of it.
Senator.
You hear people in the background booing her as she talks about how this is just has overwhelming support, 69% of Americans. Well, then no problem. Send it back to the states and you'll still have your abortion on demand. They know it's not popular. They know it's not constitutional. Even honest scholars on the left understand that the 1973 ruling is unconstitutional. They were just playing around with the law. They were making law, basically making law from the bench. So now it's about to be overturned, as Donald Trump predicted in 2016. And there she is. She's so angry. And of course, for her, the reporters love that. They love the anger, the visceral anger coming from Elizabeth Warren as she tramples all over those plants, by the way. And yet, if it's Donald Trump, I mean, if it's a tweet that's even construed as the least bit angry or upset, well, then he's starting World War III, you see. That's the way that it works. How much, though? How seriously? It was all staged, the leak. And so you have to think that a lot of that anger is staged as well. This was Kamala Harris, the vice president. She hasn't been heard from in weeks. And all of a sudden, she's out there. She's ready for the big speech the day after. The day after the carefully planned leak. Listen to this, clip five.
Roe v. Wade, in its power, has protected a woman's right, her right, to make decisions about her own body for nearly half a century. If the court overturns Roe v. Wade, it will be a direct assault on freedom, on the fundamental right of self-determination to which all Americans are entitled. Roe protects the right to access abortion. It also protects a woman's right to make decisions about what she does with her own body.
All right, and now because she's going to have to do all the back alley abortions, women are going to die by the millions. Yeah, women are going to die everywhere. Hillary said that. She said that in her first tweet. And there she is. I didn't have time to look into a lot of the planning leading up to this speech, but as I understand it, it's at Emily's List. Just Google Emily's List, this organization. It says Emily's List is an American political action committee that aims to help elect Democratic female candidates in favor of abortion rights into office. Into office. I mean, that's amazing. There it is on your screen. 2022, we are Emily Conference and Gala. And so here is the fake Vice President of the United States. And I guess she's scheduled to speak at this event on Tuesday. And this is just hours after the leak that the media ran with on Monday night. Right as the premiere of 2,000 Mules is playing to sold out audiences, by the way. And then you've got the online premiere that's coming up this Saturday evening at, I think, 8 p.m. on the East Coast. It's amazing how staged it all is. It's like everything, really, with them. With Trump, with Russia collusion, with COVID. It's full-scale panic on everything. That's the way they operate. This is never let a crisis go to waste, right? Well, as I say, Donald Trump was right about it. He's also right about the election steal. He was right. This is from the Washington Examiner. She says 69% are in favor of abortion on demand or upholding Roe v. Wade. Not true. How about this polling? New polling provided to Secrets Monday showed that 84% of people want voter ID. And huge percentages of black and Hispanic voters are behind the surge in support as the nation readies for the fall congressional midterm elections. You know why all of those ballots as they were mailed out in 2020? 100 million of them. You know why it made it so easy for the crooks to steal the election? Well, because it's just all done through the mail. You don't have to be there to show your ID. Just fill out the ballot, any ballot, and anyone can fill it out. And then send it in. Drop it off in the ballot drop box, and you're good to go. Of course they had to use COVID as a pretext. COVID was part of the strategy. And look at the way they reported on that in the early part of 2020. I mean, it was as if everybody in the world was going to die. Now, as it is here recently, everybody that was at that White House event with the fake president has since gotten COVID. It was a super spreader. And you hear nothing about it. You just see some of these reporters and some of the people attending that event disappear for a few days. Yeah, got the COVID, but boy, I'm thankful I got the vaccine. The vaccine, it probably saved my life. Still got the COVID, but the vaccine is perfect. 84% want voter ID, even among minority groups. This poll says over 60% want a ban on vote trafficking or allowing people to bundle votes and drop them in boxes. Over 60%. Tell Elizabeth Warren about this particular poll. It says over half, 52%, want private funding of elections cut off. No more Zuckerbucks either, say a majority of Americans. 8 in 10 want states to clean up voter rolls and eliminate duplicate names, dead voters, and outdated and inaccurate information. Well, that's a pretty significant poll. And I think underlying that poll, it would suggest that a lot of people know what you and I know. That cheating in elections is actually very common. It happened in 2020, of course, on a massive scale. But as the movie 2,000 Mules brings out, really it's something that goes on all the time. The Democrats have a long history of cheating during elections. Go back and look at the history of from 1960, for example. I mean, this represents the biggest steal in American history for sure. Because it involved several states, not just Illinois. It involved more than five, even. You can throw Nevada and New Hampshire in the mix, probably Virginia. And it was all coordinated. That's the thing. They all shut down at like 10:30 p.m. They all got the message. They all got the memo. Everybody needed to go get some sleepy time because they couldn't count votes. Not on this election. This was not election day. Remember Axios and then the brainchild of the you're going to see the red wave, but then just wait a few days and all those ballots will start coming in and then Joe Biden will win. They knew it all. They were all in on it. Carefully orchestrated, coordinated from the very top. It went all the way up to Barack Obama. He had a lot of help from people like Stacey Abrams, of course, all those so-called nonprofit organizations. And then all the money coming in from Zuckerberg, all the money coming from Soros, exposed this fraud, exposed in this powerful documentary, 2000 Mules. This from one blog. It says, midway through the D'Souza documentary, 2000 Mules, it says, made in close collaboration with True the Vote. To my surprise, I found myself tearing up. This is one individual that saw it. Corny as it may sound, I was crying for the United States of America. The movie documents with explicit evidence how our democratic republic is being destroyed, may already have been destroyed through the utter sabotage of our electoral system through a mind-bogglingly large network of mules. That's right. And Dinesh D'Souza, together with True the Vote, is only analyzing just a small sliver of data. And they found 2,000 mules. And they're on tape. And their phones were tracked. And they went from one Dropbox to the next. And the communists and the media, they don't want you reading about this or hearing about this movie. And so there's Mika this morning proudly showing the front pages of three different newspapers. Look at the, of course, the Supreme Court decision. It's dominating the headlines. It's all manufactured, the outrage, the timing, everything. You'll notice in all of his criticism yesterday, Joe Biden, the fake president, he didn't criticize the fact that it leaked. That's what's unprecedented here. It's never, ever happened. A draft opinion leaked. So again, there's a jillion different angles to this story and the investigation of what's going to happen to the leaker, who the leaker is. But listen to all these communists on the left. I mean, they're declaring war. Barack Obama's calling for nationwide protests. That's an insurrection. That's what we've been taught the last year and a half. This is another one, a review of the movie. I just watched a special sneak preview screening D'Souza's new movie, 2000 Mules. Maybe you, like I, was prepared to believe that there was voter fraud in the 2020 election, but probably not enough to change the outcome. D'Souza lays out a compelling case that illegal ballot collection was not only rampant, but on a scale that boggles the mind. People are standing in line to see this movie. Sold out crowds all across the United States. And boisterous crowds at that, at least judging by the one I was with on Monday evening. Says, was it enough to change the outcome of the election? Spoiler alert, there were enough illegal ballots harvested to change the outcome. Don't just take my word for it. Please, go see the movie. Go look at the evidence. This reviewer says, you will never see federal elections again the same way. You won't view federal elections again the same way. Not after you see this movie. See, like he brings out in his documentary, Republicans, they're always busy trying to get ready for the campaigns. And by the way, a lot of Trump-supported candidates won last night. I think 22 in Indiana and Ohio. 22-0, Donald Trump. If he endorses you, I mean, you are riding a red wave to victory. That's been the track record. What was it that Joe Biden, play that clip, the one where Biden talks about the problem with the MAGA movement. I think it might be 13.
Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history.
Is he for real? The MAGA movement, the most extreme? They're the most dangerous group? They're just winning. When they don't, when they're not cheated against, they win all the time. This represents a majority of Americans. And there he is. There he is. Beating to that same old drum that the biggest threat facing the United States is the white supremacists. You know, the Trump supporters. You know, the protesters that went to D.C. on January 6th. Meanwhile, Barack Obama says, hey, we need nationwide protests. Because of what has come out from the Supreme Court. He's the one that caused the leak. And there he is, stirring up the foot soldiers, coming from the radical left. If I can find the part, you'll forgive me. It's the last couple of days of classes. Very busy. I told the guys coming in my notes are very disorganized. This is from Todd Starnes. It says, former President Barack Hussein Obama and his wife called for national protests if the Supreme Court does in fact throw out Roe v. Wade. Today, millions of Americans woke up fearing that their essential freedoms under the Constitution were at risk. All of our here they've stolen our freedoms these past 2 years. They've told us when we can't work, when we have to do this, how we have to strap on our masks, how our kids have to go to school with it, how you've got to get the jab, are you going to lose your job? And here they are saying, hey, if Roe v. Wade's overturned, in fact, that gives freedom to the people and to the states to decide. They want control, is what they want. You see, he's got it exactly backwards, as you would expect from a good communist. It quotes Barack Obama again. It says, if the Supreme Court ultimately decides to overturn the landmark case of Roe v. Wade, then it will not only reverse nearly 50 years of precedent, it will relegate the most intensely personal decision someone can make to the whims of politicians and ideologues. No, that's exactly the way it is now. The ideologues on the court, back in 1973, the men, by the way, seven men that brought that kind of ruling in. Now the men are suddenly, like I said yesterday, we know exactly who women and men are, okay? Now we're all biologists. Now we all know for sure. It says here, as the court has previously determined, our freedoms are not unlimited. Society has a compelling interest in other circumstances. For example, well, further on, he says, we're asking you to join with the activists who've been sounding the alarm on this issue for years, and act. Stand with them at a local protest. Volunteer with them on a campaign. Get involved. Let's rise up like we did in the summer of 2020. And if it gets pretty violent, that's okay. They're not listening to our voices, say the communist leaders. So it's justified. Burn the city down if you need to. They were out there encouraging that just a year and a half ago. That's right. Recent history. There's Barack Obama. Even as he undermines the Supreme Court, that's what's happening with the leak and so on. Even as he works to undermine that court, he's saying to all of the Americans that support him, look, we got to rise up. We've got to rise up and protest against this court or this action or this possible ruling. Another review here. 2,000 Mules. It says, imagine my surprise to find no reports. Well, this reviewer says that, you know, I went in expecting to just see all the things I've kind of seen over the last year. You know, these isolated cases, boarding up the windows here, or maybe a witness who said this happened. It says, the documentary and D'Souza's yet-to-be-released book by the same name will give skeptics a run for their money in their continual accusations that President Donald Trump is lying when he calls the 2020 election fixed. One last one here. It says, election integrity expert, well, it refers to True the Vote. It quotes this woman, Catherine Engelbrecht. She said, you don't need a whole lot of fraud. You just need a little in the right places over time. Engelbrecht's observation comes vividly to life in 2000 Mules, Dinesh D'Souza's stylish, chilling, maddening new documentary, premiering in selected cities today. This is from Monday. This film provides enough hard evidence of vote fraud to pry open the eyes of Abrams, Schumer, Biden, and other Democrats, if only they were open-minded enough to watch it. If only they were open-minded enough. If only they were honest. If only they were patriots. They'd watch it and probably, you know, probably trample over some plants on the way to the car. It says here, visually reminiscent of Tony Scott's thriller, Enemy of the State, this film uses state-of-the-art technology to prove that the 2020 presidential election was stained, if not fully stolen, through the lowest tech means, stuffed ballot boxes. You talk about taking away Americans' freedoms. If you can't go to the ballot box and know that it's free and fair, well, you've turned into an authoritarian state, a communist-style state. This is where we are. CNN said yesterday that Joe Biden's approval ratings among 18 to 29-year-olds, it was 61% in June of last year. Now it's down to 38%. This is among young people. Among black adults, it was 87% in June of last year. Now it's down to 67%. We told you about that 20% drop just the other day as they were analyzing it on CNN. I mean, they couldn't believe it. These are catastrophic numbers for this illegitimate administration that just jumps from one manufactured crisis after another. Everything's a crisis. What's it going to be next week or the week after? Well, a lot of people are wising up to what's happening in the United States. Sam made an interesting point this morning just about the Jeroboam movement. As I've said in recent programs, I mean, it's as if the war, it is a war. It's going on between the Antiochus movement and the Jeroboam movement. And we've talked about both of those prophecies often on this program. If you don't have those booklets, by the way, America Under Attack and Great Again, call our operators today and request your free copies. There's no cost, no obligation. Just give us your address and we'll mail it out to you right away. The 800 number is 1-866-930-3024. It's just interesting when you compare Donald Trump's Republican Party. It is his party, and the primaries last night show that. But when you compare his movement, when you compare his conservatism, even with someone like Ronald Reagan, you know, he was president when I was a teenager and read a couple books about him a couple of years ago. And what a conservative he was, and he was going up against the media and the communist left that wasn't quite as strong as it is today, that's for sure. Listen, for example, to what he said about abortion. This is clip 4.
I think all of us should have a respect for innocent life. With regard to the freedom of the individual for choice with regard to abortion, there's one individual who's not being considered at all. That's the one who's being aborted. And I've noticed that everybody that is for abortion has already been born.
So he was very much pro-life. But even in the time period of the 1980s, nothing like this could have happened. And in fact, if you look through America Under Attack, there's quite a long section in there about Robert Bork and how that these radicals, including Joe Biden, prevented him from getting onto the Supreme Court. His name came up yesterday. This is clip 12, the fake president. He's commenting on the possibility of states setting their own abortion laws. This is clip 12.
These the main reason why I work so hard to keep Robert Bork off the court. It reflects his view almost worse anyway.
He worked so hard to keep Bork off the court, he says, because Bork said it's a states' rights issue. So they were able to keep, but when you compare it to the Jeroboam movement today and some of the things my father wrote about Amos 7 and the courts even, and how that there would be more of a swing to conservatism. And then think about that clip I played at the top of the show, Donald Trump there saying that, well, yeah, if we get to appoint three justices, I think it will be overturned, Roe v. Wade. And I think it will go back to the states. America Under Attack, it says, why was Robert Bork so demonized? Why was his nomination to the Supreme Court turned into a witch hunt when it was obvious he was more than qualified? It says, the reason was that the radical left feared him. And for what reason? Judge Bork was known for one thing more than anything else, believing in the Constitution. They feared him. They feared someone who would come along and uphold the Constitution. They fear it when they lose their grip on power. And they'll do anything to maintain that hold. This is from MSNBC yesterday. This is an opinion that Robert Bork would have written. This is not an opinion that most justices who have lived in our lifetimes would have written. There's someone again from the communist left saying that, look, this is impossible. This can't be written by a current justice. This is something Robert Bork would have written. Listen to Joe Biden yesterday saying that we should have the right to abort. He uses the word child. We're not putting words in his mouth. A lot of other people are, by the way. But here's clip two.
So the idea that we're going to make a judgment that is going to say that no one can make the judgment to choose to abort a child based on a decision by the Supreme Court, I think goes way overboard.
The decision or the judgment to choose to abort a child, that's just sickening. And these people, Elizabeth Warren and the like, they think that, oh yeah, yeah, a large majority of Americans, you know what the media won't report, that the crowds that gather around the Supreme Court are the ones that are there supporting this draft decision, or this draft that was printed in February. A lot of Americans do. You go back far enough in Joe Biden's history. I mean, he's Catholic, right? He speaks of his Catholic faith. Listen to this one. This is clip three.
My religion defines who I am. And I've been a practicing Catholic my whole life, and it has particularly informed my social doctrine. Catholic social doctrine talks about taking care of those who can't take care of themselves, people who need help. With regard to abortion, I accept my church's position on abortion as what we call de fide doctrine. Life begins at conception. That's the church's judgment. I accept it in my personal life. But I refuse to impose it on equally devout Christians and Muslims and Jews. And I just refuse to impose that on others, unlike my friend here, the congressman. I do not believe that that we have a right to tell other people that women, they can't control their body. It's a decision between them and their doctor.
All right, so let them vote on it then. That's all that's happening here. Nothing effectively changes, assuming the court goes forward with this decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Then it's up to you and your state and where you live, and go to the polls and vote. Whether you want abortion, partial abortion, you know, full scale, you want abortion on demand, no abortion after 20 weeks, whatever it is, put it to a vote. That's what they don't want, however. No wonder he used the word child. He admitted there that life begins at conception.
He admits these people have no principles whatsoever. They will say or do anything to get control, to grab hold of power. You see it. You see it in their statements. You see it in their history. These radicals, someone put out a cartoon about just how you go back 30, 40 years, he considered himself, you know, a Democrat, but not hardcore to the left. There's the center, and then there's the Republicans or the conservatives over here. And just how much more radical the left has become in recent years to where he feels like he has this, the same views, but it puts him now on the right side of the equation. These are communists that have gained control of the Democrat Party. And meanwhile, you see this Jeroboam movement just continue to grow and to gain momentum. And they fear this. So this is another blot out moment. Blot out 2,000 mules. Blot out the truth about the 2020 election. One of our people on the staff here said that D'Souza should have called the movie the 2020 Mules, so that it's in sync with the date, the year that they stole the election. There's probably a lot more than 2,000 mules. Again, they just examined a little sliver. This is from Newsweek. J.D. Vance's Republican primary election victory in Ohio, along with a number of other candidates endorsed by former President Donald Trump, is a major sign that voters in the state will no longer favor polite and moderate conservatives, but the firebrand Trumpism offered by the Make America Great Again movement. This is the dangerous movement, according to Joe Biden. This is from AP News. Primary takeaways: Trump passes test as kingmaker in Ohio. It says here, the primary elections in Ohio and Indiana on Tuesday stood as the first real test of former President Donald Trump's status as the Republican Party kingmaker, and he passed. 22-0. They want him to go away. They want to bury him. They want to say he's Hitler. They want to say he's the big liar. He's telling you the big lie that the election was stolen. No, he's right about that. Just like he was right about Roe v. Wade, evidently. I guess we'll see when the final opinion comes out. It's from Breitbart. Former White House political director Brian Jack exclusively tells Breitbart News, what we saw in Texas earlier this year was confirmed yet again tonight. President Trump's endorsement is the most important endorsement in politics. His endorsed candidates are a combined 55-0 in 2022 primaries. A continuation of the historic endorsement streak of success that started during his time at the White House. He endorses you, you're going to win. And then meanwhile, look at the poll numbers, on the other hand, for the fake president. Look at the disaster, the dumpster fire of these past 15 months. No wonder they have to stage crises. No wonder they have to manufacture outrage. Says here, populist candidate J.D. Vance Vance's win in the crowded Ohio Senate primary is welcome news to other Trump-endorsed candidates and is a potential harbinger of things to come in upcoming races in other states. It says here, making Vance's victory all the more impressive was his ability to stave off the crowded Senate field with three other candidates who sought Trump's endorsement. They all wanted Trump's endorsement. In addition to being targeted by the Republican establishment and donor class. Yeah, Mitch McConnell and those guys, they didn't want Vance to win. So he's going against, in the November election, it'll be against the radical left. But in total, he's going against the radical left. He's going against Democrats, in other words. He's going against the Republican establishment, Mitch McConnell and company, Kevin McCarthy, all those types, the rhinos. And he just had Donald Trump to endorse him, and he wins. It was a crowded field. Why did they all want Donald Trump's endorsement? Why not Mitch McConnell? You know why. This says here, this is from Breitbart. J.D. Vance put in tremendous work and has immense political talent, which put him in the position to earn the support of Trump. But it was the endorsement of President Donald J. Trump that took the candidate, who many insiders says was in fourth and at single digits in the polls, and in only 2 weeks propelled him into a commanding first place finish. He was in fourth 2 weeks ago. Last night he wins. Isn't that something? Says here, the power of President Trump's endorsement is undeniable. His dominance over the Republican power brokers in D.C. cannot be overstated. And the promise of this MAGA movement will not just define the midterms, but it will win for years to come. Well, as you know, we've been saying for almost years, we've been saying he's coming back. He's been out, of course, for a year and a half. But listen again to what the fake president said just earlier today, clip 13.
Because this MAGA crowd is really the most extreme political organization that's existed in American history, in recent American history.
The most extreme political organization in American history. Wow. 55-0 for MAGA this year. And there's what your fake president says about anyone who would vote for Donald Trump or a Trump-endorsed candidate. They can't help themselves. They say the silent part out loud. You know what they think. You know what they're trying to blot out. You know what they're trying to cover up. You know when the outrage is manufactured. You know when the leaks come that they came from Barack Obama. Barack Obama is the one who gave the signal. It has to be Monday night. Monday night, the leak has to be at 8:30. And then the next day, in front of this group, this pro-abortion group, there's Kamala Harris. She hasn't been seen in a couple weeks, but she's ready with the pro-abortion speech. It was all prepared in advance. The media, they ran with it. I mean, the ones that didn't know about it, maybe they did treat it like it was shocking, stunning news. But it's all manufactured, just like the impeachment, just like the Mueller investigation, just like everything that we've been seeing these past 4, 5, 6 years. America under attack. If you don't have that booklet, I know you're anxious to get the new and updated version of that book, which will be out in a few months. But for now, call our operators and make sure you get America Under Attack, even the older version. It's a powerful, powerful message. You can read in there, as I quoted earlier, you can read about Robert Bork and some of that history. And again, it just gives us some helpful insights into what is happening today. Put it together, as I say, with Great Again, a wonderful study. 1-866-930-3024. Let me just conclude with, this is a quote from A Dangerous New Age of Worshiping the Will. I didn't have time to get to this one yesterday, but yesterday I quoted from Saving America from the Radical Left. That's the classic 2018 article that my father wrote. And then another one I quoted from, I forget the exact title, but that was last January 2021. This one's from May of 2020. And it says here, radical Democrats are demonstrating that there is virtually no limit to what they will do to attack the president and undermine the last election and the next one. That's tomorrow's news today. That's the Trumpet magazine in May of 2020, before 4, 5, 6 months before they stole the election. I mentioned yesterday, Senator Markey, the tweet that he sent out, saying that those three justices, you heard it even from Senator Warren, they see the three justices as a plot, as illegitimate, the ones that Trump appointed, because they don't see his presidency as legitimate. In the Trumpet again, we said in the summer of 2020, the Democrats are demonstrating that there's virtually no limit to what they will do to attack the president and undermine the last election and the next one. to undermine the election in 2016 and the one in 2020. It says here the radical left is casting aside the foundational law of the land, telling us that it is just getting in the way. We don't need that old law, they insist. We know what justice is. You can trust us. It says such reasoning paves the way for tyrants. Tyrants hate facts and truths that limit their power. Tyrants, we could add to that, hate being exposed. So they had the narrative ready on Monday night. As soon as the documentary exposing the election steal was premiered. You're listening to Stephen Fleury, and this is The Trumpet Daily. Don't forget to email feedback to the show, td@thetrumpet.com. We'll be right back.
The Trumpet Daily. Freedom is one of the most sought-after ideals in human history. Man's search for freedom has taken him into the fiercest of protests, struggles, revolutions, civil wars, and even world wars. Today, in the midst of free societies, many continue to fight for what they perceive as ever greater freedoms. And yet, many of these same people are actively fighting against law. Few people understand that this war against law actually undermines true freedom. To learn more, request Gerald Fleury's booklet, No Freedom Without Law. In this free booklet, you will see what the Bible says about the latter-day spirit of rebellion and lawlessness that is now so common in our nations today. Also request America Under Attack. In this booklet, you will learn more about the spirit behind this attack on law. You'll see where this is leading. Both booklets are offered freely at no cost or obligation to you. Request No Freedom Without Law and America Under Attack. Email your request to td@kpcg.fm or visit thetrumpet.com. The Trumpet Daily.
Sam sent me this about that event yesterday at Emily's List. It was planned. I don't know how long ago it was planned, but it had all these big names from the Democrat Party invited. Kamala Harris, Stacey Abrams, Nancy Pelosi, and Chuck Schumer. All the big time Democrats showing up for this event at this organization that raises millions and millions of dollars for pro-abortion candidates. For those that are enthusiastically supportive of Roe v. Wade. Just so happens that was the very next day that this Politico reporter broke the story about this draft opinion, a draft opinion that was put together 2 months ago. Isn't that amazing? A few emails in response to these shows. One says here, you are a very brave man to speak nothing but truth. You're in my prayers often. I'm very grateful. I don't know where I would be without the service of this church, restoring and maintaining my faith in a wonderful world tomorrow. There is a much better and more wonderful world coming. It's starting now with God's church, with God's family. But surely you can see from the first segment every day on this show how that this world is not going to continue much longer. It can't. There's no way. This is not sustainable, the course that we're on. Explosions are coming. And no one's going to be able to run from it. Now is the time to reach out to our Maker, to strengthen our faith, to increase our faith, our courage. Another one says here, my prayers for you, Philadelphia Church of God, and the great work that you do. I've been so astonished at world events and your show for the past couple weeks. Great truths are presented to us through God's perspective. It says the world needs the kingdom of God. Nice theme here from some of these emails. The world needs the kingdom of God. I pray for it to soon come so all of this evil will be taken away.
thank you for what you give me daily. Praise God for opening my eyes. Another one here says, congratulations, you joined the dots. If every Christian network and organization dedicated to truth, freedom, and liberty remains focused, then the election fraud will be put under a spotlight, and this cabal will be spotlighted, and it won't be extinguished. It says, keep up the good work, and God bless. Another one here, it says, thank you for all that you do, especially for the TD. The sausage analogy yesterday, though initially funny, really brought to life the times that we're living in with even greater clarity. It says, the Bible study was a great reminder, too, that though it is hard, pressing, and frustrating some days, we can rejoice by fully throwing ourselves into God and His work so that He can shape, form, and produce His meat in us for others to delight and enjoy now and in the future. Please let Sam know we appreciated the analogy. Another one here says, thank you so much for your show because I'm getting an education that I never had before. I really love your show. Another viewer says, I started to listen to and watch Herbert Armstrong in the late 1970s and then later in the 80s, and I can't understand how anyone who has heard the broadcast can deny what he said. Well, indeed, he was right. He was right. We've got a brochure that goes by that name, as you know. I referenced it, I guess, at the top of the show. But here it is. All of those prophecies for over the course of a ministry that went beyond 50 years. And we see so many of those prophecies being fulfilled to a T. Call our operators and request it. It's essential reading. He was right. 1-866-930-3024. Says here, another one writes, wow, hearing Mr. Armstrong's Pentecost sermon really took us back. This was the clip we played last week on the show from Mr. Armstrong. This viewer says, I was 9 months baptized, and my wife was not yet baptized when we sat at a combined Holy Day service of around 2,000 people. I remember being dismayed at the idea we didn't understand God's purpose for our calling. My wife and I fretted over this for months, maybe years. It says, if all the ministers, elders, deacons didn't get it, what chance did we have? I mean, this is what they fretted over. Look, if the ministry's not getting it, what does it say about all of us in the church? That was, as we now know, the right way to think about it. It says here, maybe because we did fret over it so much is part of the reason we're still here 37 years later. I think there's a lot of truth to that. Another one says, what a hilarious and sobering intro. This is fairly old. I forget. I can vaguely remember the intro that we had. That was pretty funny. But it says, it reminds me of the Babylon Bee complaining that they can't come up with any joke headlines anymore because the Democrats keep stealing all of them with all of their real-life actions. And then another one here, finally, it says, thine heart shall meditate terror, all right. Thank you for focusing on that today. If you had close Ukrainian friends and relatives like I do, it would really keep your adrenaline running. It sure has mine. Another one, finally, thank you for using or bringing up Madison Cawthorn on your show. That was from a while back as well. Another one here says, excellent program once again. God's word is truly right on target with our nations. Who can deny his existence? If you'd like to email the program, you can send comments to td@thetrumpet.com. We thank you for joining us. Well, this is Stephen Fleury. You're listening to The Trumpet Daily. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow.